Once again, good morning, dear brethren. On behalf of the Bible students of Alberta, we would like to welcome you to our third convention held in Red Deer. Now, I want you to notice I said Alberta Bible students. You see, our ecclesia covers the whole province. Now, Yorkton, they have their ecclesia, and Prince Albert has theirs. The Okanagan has theirs, but we have the whole province, so it's big. We do feel very blessed, though, to have all of you here for this convention. It's a great joy to stand before you and see smiling faces and other faces, too. It's one of the benefits of standing before you. I can see you, but... Our prayer for you is that you also may be blessed by being here. It's our wish to make your stay a pleasant one and to provide for all of your physical and spiritual needs the best we can. Please let us know if there's anything more that we can do to make your stay more pleasant and more enriched. Believe me when I say you are received with gladness and with pleasure by each of us. Of course, we also know that our Lord is with us. We want to thank all the brethren who gave up their time and efforts to serve us at this convention. Many have traveled great distances, and we're grateful to our Heavenly Father for making it possible for all of you to share in the rich blessings of His loving kindness. I also want to make an apology here. The programs did give a lot of headaches to everybody, including myself. But there was quite a mix-up. And it all started with the one hotel, the one you were in the last time. And when we went to book our rooms, there was only four available, and we didn't think that was enough for the whole class. So we canceled there and went to Super 8 Motel. But we forgot to change some of the addresses on there. And after two or three attempts, well, finally we got you here. So I apologize for that. By our Lord's grace, we have the privilege for gathering here this weekend. We do thank the Heavenly Father, from whom all blessings come from. We hope that everyone will enjoy the fellowship of those with the same precious faith. We appreciate that the speakers who are given discourses have spent hours preparing their lessons, and we thank them, and hopefully we can apply the lessons taught for our spiritual growth. During this convention, we are really like students enrolled in a school of Christ. We really are in this school every day, but at this convention, we have the opportunity, the privilege of receiving more education as we progress in that narrow, wonderful way. We are constantly tested in our Christian walk. We're tested in our faith, our obedience, our love for the Lord and for the brethren. We must strive not to fail our tests in obedience, faith, and love. God has supplied all our needs, and by His grace we have received the Holy Spirit. God has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Our Heavenly Father has given us the opportunity to serve Him, to serve His Son, and to serve the brethren. The words of God are so designed to develop our character and to make sure our conduct is in harmony with His Son. As we know, Jesus is our personal example. I'd like to quote a scripture to illustrate this. It's from 1 Peter 2:21. For you have been called for this reason, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His footsteps. God desires that we're brought forward in knowledge and in appreciation and in character. God teaches us through scriptures in the Bible, and He has also taught us through the various experiences we encountered through life. The first step for entrance into this school is our consecration, because only the new creatures have this new mind, this new heart, this new will to be enrolled in Christ's school. We are also in this school to be perfected and to be made a likeness of Jesus. Growth in knowledge should continue throughout one's life. Again, I would like to read to you 2 Timothy 3:14-17. You, however, continue in the things you have learnt and became convinced of, knowing from whom you have learnt them, and that childhood you have known in the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures are inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in the righteousness, that the man of God may be adequately equipped for every good work. As you can see, the entire Bible is given to us by inspiration from God, and it is useful to teach us what is true. It makes us realize what is wrong in our daily lives. It strengthens us and helps us to do what is right. It's God's way to make us well prepared, fully equipped for our entrance into God's heavenly kingdom. Again, we welcome you to Red Deer. Our prayer is that everyone will be uplifted spiritually this weekend. We want you to leave here with joy and gladness and be happy that you came. I would like to read one more scripture, Colossians 3:16-17. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all the wisdom, teaching, and advising one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. And one last scripture. We have thought on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. Psalms 48:9. And may the Lord add His blessings.